This episode of Shameless is brought to you by CeraVe and their new Advanced Repair Balm, which immediately hydrates, soothes, and protects dry, rough, and compromised skin while restoring the skin barrier.
To 90s babies, there are few celebrity couples more iconic than Vanessa Hudgens and Zac Efron. To us, they were Troy and Gabriella, total teen dreams. Only their lives as young celebrities showed how ruthless the tabloid media could be. Welcome to Scandal from Shameless Podcast, the stories of the biggest celebrity controversies revisited. Now you know
I'm back. Hello.
Hi, we're here for part two of two.
I'm having the best time.
Oh, I'm having a great time. I love this.
I love this so much. What did we cover in the last episode? Zara McDonald.
We covered a bit. We spoke about Vanessa and Zach's pretty astronomical rise to fame after High School Musical premiered in Jan 2006. I spoke about how I had this stunning realization that I was a year late to the High School Musical.
Discovered it in December.
Yeah. A special note as well, I think, for the Disney execs who sent a whole company email after it premiered arguing the world had changed after High School Musical premiered.
And I would say that was factually correct.
Yes, it's funny, but it's also true. They also, these two, became the it stars of their generation, and it became pretty clear pretty early that they were dating, though they were pretty coy about it in interviews.
Less than 2 weeks after the second High School Musical movie came out, a nude photo of Vanessa Hudgens was leaked. Disney, in their statement, said, "We hope she's learned a valuable lesson." Vanessa apologized. She was then papped going to church with her family. Her ex-boyfriend came out and said she'd once sent him that nude. His mother spoke to the National Enquirer about how horrified she was. People then naturally started to speculate, was this photo actually an image of a minor? It was a whole big mess.
Yeah, tabloids ran reports as well that her High School Musical days were over and that she was being dumped from the franchise. The reports weren't true, but I think they pointed to this pretty yuck dynamic that Vanessa was stuck right in the middle of, which was apparently she wasn't the perfect Christian poster girl that Disney expected of their female stars, and the media was absolutely prepared to be brutal about it.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to rewind to where we left off. It's September 2007.
Alrighty, Mish. So around this time, Vanessa opened up to 17 Magazine about what happened behind the scenes after the nude photos leaked. She revealed how she found out about the photos. She said, "I found out from my manager. We heard some story was going to break in the tabloids, and I was like, what? A few days later, the picture came out while I was in vacation in Australia. Thank God I wasn't home. It would have sucked if I was at home. So I got to be away from LA for about a millisecond. But when I came back, it got kind of crazy."
Yeah, Vanessa also told 17 Magazine that the entire ordeal was really difficult for her. She said, "It was very traumatic and I'm extremely upset it happened. I hope all my fans can learn from my mistake and make smart decisions, but I wouldn't have been able to get through it if it wasn't for my family, friends, and fans who supported me all along the way." One person who didn't really get a look in or a mention during this interview was Zac Efron, her long-term boyfriend by this point. Even though they'd been out in public together, as we said in Ep 1, Zara, they were still super quiet about whatever was going on between them.
Yeah, so I think we want to talk a little bit about Zach here, because Zach's career was clearly on an upward trajectory, and I don't think it was in a sort of an accident that he wasn't mentioned throughout these interviews or in conjunction with Vanessa while she was going through a bit of controversy. Just as she was grappling with the nude photo scandal, an article was published in the LA Times with the headline, "Zac Efron's Toughest Test Graduating from High School Musical." Now, in this article, the journalist speculated about just how much Zac Efron would be paid to star in the third High School Musical movie, also heaping praise on him, calling him the breakout star of the films.
It would be an interesting dynamic to be the two leads in High School Musical,
dating,
be really young, be dating each other, and one of you emerges as the quote-unquote breakout star, the one to watch. I wonder how Vanessa felt when she saw stuff like this around. Here's what that article reported about Zach's potential salary for the third High School Musical movie. Efron declined to comment for this article, and although contract negotiations still are ongoing, sources say Efron is being offered a salary closer to $3 million, not $5 million for the follow-up, which focuses on senior year at East High. Whatever the price, he's still perceived as a steal.
Yeah, the president of the Disney Channel was even quoted in this piece saying this. Zach was generally the star of High School Musical 2. He drove the story and he drove the movie alongside Ashley and Vanessa. If there is a first among equals, I would say Zach would be that.
What?
I need to stop here because there's a couple of things going on. If there is a first among equals, I would say Zach. They're pushing Zach as the star because they're so embarrassed of Vanessa.
Yeah.
Also, I think it's fascinating that they're saying that he drove the movie alongside Ashley first.
Ashley Tisdale is who he's referring to there.
And then Vanessa.
When Ashley Tisdale was not the same level of star as...
No.
Don't get me wrong, love Ashley Tisdale. But this film is not as much about Sharpay as it is about Gabriella.
They could have taken Sharpay out of 2 and 3 and the franchise would have been fine, I think.
Yeah.
They could have. They could never have taken Vanessa Hudgens out.
You're so right. This article was published on September 5, so, you know, right in the thick of Vanessa going through it publicly. It'd just be really hard dealing with that. I don't think the Disney Channel exec or president had to say it, but they did, and that's the story. In November, the High School Musical director, Kenny Ortega, who we told you about last episode, revealed that pre-production for the third film was scheduled to begin in Jan. By this time, the cast list had been finalized with everyone from the first two movies locked in to star again.
Yeah, so on October 17, 2008, High School Musical 3, senior year, was released. So quick.
Mm.
And this time it was released in cinemas. Now, giving High School Musical 3 a theatrical release actually turned out to be quite a clever move. During its run in cinemas, it made over $252 million at the box office against its $11 million budget.
That's insane.
Well, $11 million budget is not huge for a movie like this.
No, and I imagine a huge chunk of that went to Zac Efron.
Yeah, true.
And hopefully a decent chunk went to Vanessa, but I don't believe they would have been paid equally given
imagine
those quotes.
That. They are such mammoth margins.
Yeah, absolutely. At that box office figure as well, $252 million. Is astronomical. Like, we've spoken about so many movies and their performances on Scandal. $252 million is up there with, like, some of the top movies we've covered.
Yeah. Now, because High School Musical 3 was released in cinemas, it received more reviews than the previous installments. The reviews are pretty fascinating to read with over a decade in hindsight. The overwhelming response from critics was that this was Zac Efron's film and all of his castmates pretty much paled in comparison, including Vanessa.
Mm. For example, Variety opened their review with this. Most likely to succeed in East High School's class of 2008 is Zac Efron. Entertainment Weekly passed right over Vanessa's performance, saying apart from Zac Efron, the breakout star is Ashley Tisdale.
Yeah, I mean, also interestingly here, I think there was a lot of commentary as well about whether Vanessa particularly would now be typecast as that beautiful brainiac, whereas she's played that Disney good girl. Reuters asked her if she was worried about being typecast as a good girl around this time, where she said, I'm looking for things I can grow with. I'm not looking to separate myself from Gabriella because she's an amazing role model. It's always nice to play the smart girl, but I do want to play different roles. Mm. I think she would have been at a career crossroads at this point because she had all of that horrendous commentary around her nude photo, and any other person in her position would have been desperate to separate herself from Gabriella now that the third movie's out in the world. But she couldn't. This was the character now that she had to align with mostly because of what was going on in the media.
100%. Now that the High School Musical franchise was kind of over and these two were no longer teens, I mean, by 2008, they were both 20 years old, Zach and Vanessa slowly became a little bit more relaxed about the nature of their relationship. In fact, maybe they were too relaxed on one particular occasion because in December, on December 12, in fact, 2008, Zach and Vanessa took photos with a fan in a sex toy store.
Yeah. Do we remember these photos?
I don't remember them from the time. I have seen them on social media so many times in the intervening years.
It's so funny you say that because now I'm like, I can't remember where I know them from. I have seen them so much though.
This is the classic, like, do you remember when Zach and Vanessa took photos with a fan in a sex toy store? Like, it comes up every couple of years as like a, are you in need of some intrigue?
I also love because I think she's like in sunglasses, isn't she? In the store as well. They kind of almost look photoshopped on. It's quite funny. Here's what BuzzFeed had to say about the pictures. Totally trashy, but too funny not to post. These photos are innocent enough, but I wonder where they went off to afterwards. TMZ ran the fans' photos with the accompanying headline, Deep Throat the Musical. Sorry, Mum.
I actually do wonder why they took these, why they said yes to these being taken, given in the background of both, it's not like you have to really zoom in to see it's a sex toy store. It is so immediately apparent. Like, in the background of these photos, you can see labeling on the shelves.
Yeah.
With, what's the one in the, okay, the background of Vanessa's photo with the sunglasses on is adult section, 18 over only. And you can see, like, dildos and stuff.
Yeah, 100%. It's all there for you. It is kind of interesting to note how this was received at the time. It definitely sort of came across as though media outlets thought Zach and Vanessa taking these photos with a fan in a sex toy store was funny. No one seemed to think it did any harm. And I think it is pretty important and fascinating to consider the reception to these photos in comparison to how people treated Vanessa's nudes. Like, it's a very stark difference.
Yeah, completely. In 2009, fast forwarding a little bit now, Vanessa starred in a movie called Band Slam. It was another movie musical, just a little bit more mature maybe than High School Musical. In it, she played an edgy rocker teen. It wasn't a huge deal. It didn't perform super well, but Vanessa did get like moderate praise for the performance.
Yeah, during the press run for Band Slam, Vanessa did an interview with the New York Times, and in this interview she spoke again about the nude photo ordeal. Here's how the article read. A mention of the nude photos causes her visible pain. It still hurts me to this day that someone would do that, but it's the past and I got over it and I'm still working, so it hasn't killed me. It certainly, the journalist went on, didn't prevent her from appearing in another High School Musical. I'm still in the third one. You couldn't do a third one without Gabriella. Unfortunately for Vanessa, just as she was finding her feet as an actor outside of High School Musical, another scandal was on the horizon.
Yeah, it was around this time that more nude photos of Vanessa hit the internet. We don't know how and we don't know why. All we know is that somehow more nude photos appeared and they started spreading like wildfire on blogs and social media. Apparently, though, these weren't new photos. They were just previously unseen ones that were taken around the same time as the 2007 leak. Here's what an anonymous source told E! News about it. Vanessa learned her lesson. She hasn't done anything like that since the first ones came out. These new ones are actually old.
This time, Vanessa lawyered up. Her lawyer, Christopher Wong, released a statement to ABC News almost immediately after the photos started spreading. The statement read, "The photographs that surfaced on various internet sites yesterday were old photos taken by Ms. Hudgens years ago within her home. She was a minor at the time. We have reason to believe that the photographs were obtained through illegal or improper means and then posted anonymously on the internet." The statement went on, "We asked the blog sites to take them down because posting such photographs of a minor is illegal, improper and offensive, violates her privacy rights and infringes other legal rights in and to the photos."
So now that Vanessa's lawyer had confirmed she was a minor when these photos were taken, media outlets and blogs were much less likely to share the photos, whether they were censored or otherwise. Because obviously it is super illegal to share nude photographs of an underage girl.
Oh, it's beyond. In December 2009, Vanessa filed a federal lawsuit against the website www.mojackson.com, a now defunct celebrity gossip blog, for posting the photos and refusing to remove them, as per TMZ. As for how the photos got out, the lawsuit explains, "The photos were obtained by unknown methods and posted on the internet by an unknown person without Hudgens' knowledge or consent."
This would drive me crazy. If I was her, you have no way of knowing who's behind it. I mean, you would know who you sent the photos to, but you don't know what they've done with that
but
and how far they've leaked.
They're also alleging it's illegal means, that her phone could have been hacked.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, beyond anything that you can control.
Mm.
There's just so many possibilities and it would be very, very hard to get to the bottom of it.
It would make you so paranoid all the time about, I know that like you can stop taking naked photos, sure, but I think this would maybe infuse a sense of paranoia within you that would be very hard to wrangle with. Now, there's no word on what actually happened with that Mo Jackson lawsuit. Hopefully it was settled out of court. We just don't really know.
It's so annoying. I want to know.
I know. It is nice to see, though, Vanessa's team were clearly really aggressive this time around in putting these gossip blogs back in their place and really pursuing the blogs that didn't do the right thing. So it's at least a relief to see the second time around this was handled.
Well, she had people in her corner that were ready to aggressively fight this.
Yeah, who had her back.
Yeah.
It felt like maybe she had more people defending her instead of like pointing the finger and being like, for shame.
Yeah.
You silly little girl.
Or she was a year or two older and was like, fuck this, I'm not going through this again. It didn't stop the industry seeing her as a laughing stock, though. At the 2009 Teen Choice Awards, comedian and actor Dane Cook made a very cruel joke at her expense while introducing one of the categories. Here's what he said.
Can I, before I do the choice hotties, say what everybody in this room is thinking but nobody has said? Where's Vanessa Hudgens? Girl, you got to keep your clothes on! Phones are for phone calls, girl!
I hate watching Vanessa's face during this clip.
Oh, it's so hard to watch. She doesn't laugh.
No, she doesn't. I think she looks like she's in shock as it's happening. You can see her face as well when he clearly says, where's Vanessa Hudgens, like points to her in the crowd. You can see her become quite anxious, I guess, as to what's going to be said next. After the show, Dane Cook told Access Hollywood, mostly I just wanted it to be funny. That's the best part about being a comic, when you go, maybe I can say the thing that everybody is kind of feeling and nobody is saying. The elephant in the room moment. I planned it about 20 minutes before I went out there because I like to be on the cusp of fear.
Well, here's the thing, Dane Cook. I've literally never heard of you since or before this.
Dane Cook hasn't done very much, has he?
No. So
I think everyone's heard of Vanessa Hudgens, though.
I think so. Guys, after the break, we're going to talk about one of the most tragic breakups of our time, Zach and Vanessa.
Oh, don't.
But first, a word from today's sponsor. Mish, gosh, we know for sure how much the cold, dry weather can make our skin feel a lot drier than usual. The skincare routine that normally keeps our skin happy all day just doesn't cut it in the colder months.
Oh my God, I relate to that. It's hard to know what to do or how to find the right product to help. Luckily, CeraVe is bringing its new advanced repair balm to Australia just in time for these upcoming chillier months.
They have done it again with this advanced repair balm. They're not giving your bad skin days even a chance. Developed with dermatologists, CeraVe's advanced repair balm immediately hydrates, soothes, and protects any dry, rough, or compromised areas by forming a protective layer on your skin to help accelerate the skin's natural repair process.
CeraVe knows that dry skin can appear anywhere, which is why they've developed this product to be safe and effective for your face, body, and lips. The formula includes three essential ceramides, petrolatum, and hyaluronic acid, working together to hydrate, protect, and retain moisture in your skin.
And it couldn't be an easier addition to your pre-existing routine. Simply cleanse and moisturize your face with your favorite CeraVe products, then apply the new CeraVe Advanced Repair Balm to lock in the moisture, and voila!
Talk about minimal efforts for maximal results. Thank you to CeraVe for bringing this to all of our Aussie and New Zealand listeners.
Have healthy looking skin all year round and shop CeraVe's new Advanced Repair Balm, available in two sizes, exclusive at Chemist Warehouse nationwide.
Thanks so much to CeraVe for making this episode of Shameless possible. All right, Zara. So over the next year, Vanessa starred in a stage production of Rent. She also had a couple of film roles that were keeping her busy. By December 2010, though, something had changed in her personal life. Cue the morning music. I feel like this is quite sad to reminisce.
Put a violin behind this.
I was so sad when it happened.
I know. Yes, you're right. On December 14, 2010, E! Online ran a report claiming that Vanessa and Zac Efron had broken up. They had been together for 5 years. Here's what the report said. It's nothing dramatic. There's no third party involved. Another source said they were together for so long, it just ran its course. Sources insisted to all publications that the two remained friends. At the time of their split, for a bit of an age check, Zach was 23. Vanessa had just turned 22. They'd been together since they were 17. It's very, one of those very standard 17 to 23-year-old relationships, isn't
it? Yeah, but for celebrities, I feel like we don't normally see celebrities stay together this long, young.
That's so true.
A couple of months later, Vanessa revealed something that could have contributed to the breakup. She told Shape magazine, long-distance relationships are hard no matter what. When you don't have face-to-face time, it's just different. Having an iPhone helped, but it just wasn't the same. Years later, Vanessa confessed that being in a relationship with Zac Efron during the peak of his teen fandom wasn't easy. As per the New York Times, I went through a phase when I was really mean because I was so fed up. Girls were running after him and I was giving them death stares. Then I realized that's not what that's about. Is that her saying, well, it's my boyfriend who needs to make me feel secure, and I didn't get that?
No, I actually think we might be deeping it too much. I think it's like, nah, that's not what a relationship is about. Like, you've just got to trust somebody and get on with it. I think. I don't know. I just don't think I could have done this. Dated Zac Efron.
No way!
I mean, I could have.
Zac would have definitely been interested as the first step, but I would have said, no, thank you, Zac.
It's too stressful. It's way too stressful. Over the next few years, both Zac and Vanessa revealed in separate interviews that they don't keep in touch. Zach told The Hollywood Reporter in 2014 that while they didn't speak anymore, Vanessa is a sweet, interesting person. Later, Vanessa confirmed to Access Hollywood, I completely lost contact with Zach. Oh, Vanessa did, however, express gratitude for her relationship with him. Years and years later, she told The Hollywood Reporter, I could not have been more grateful to have had that relationship at that time. It was this massive phenomenon and all eyes were on me. And it was a weird foreign thing to go through. And by being in a relationship, it kept me stabilized and grounded. And I had someone to lean on who was going through it as well. I think that's a pretty common sentiment we've heard from her throughout the last two episodes, is that he kept her tethered.
Yeah.
And I imagine she did the same for him.
100%. Let's get back to the timeline though. It's early 2011 and a now 22-year-old Vanessa Hudgens was freshly single. Before we cover the next development in her romantic life, though, we need to cover, unfortunately, yet another nude photo leak. I can't believe how often this keeps happening. In March 2011, more naked photos of Vanessa Hudgens hit the internet. And again, we don't know who leaked them. All we know is that these were previously unseen photos spreading like wildfire again.
When I was kind of going deep on this stuff, I felt like I was banging my head against a wall when I heard this for the third time, because I was like, this poor girl, like, how can you go through this for the third time? I think this would do pretty insane things for your level of paranoia in the world. Like, I can't get my head around it. Now, this time, Vanessa worked with the police in an attempt to get to the bottom of how these photos were obtained in the first place. Here's what her lawyer, Christopher Wong, told TMZ. Vanessa is deeply upset and angered that these old photos, which were taken years ago, continue to resurface. It is particularly disturbing that whoever got a hold of these private photos seem to be intent on illegally leaking them out over a period of time. We are actively working with law enforcement to determine who is responsible and to hold them accountable for their actions.
It's probably worth noting that every time naked photos of Vanessa Hudgens leaked, it was always coinciding with when she was promoting a project. The first time it was High School Musical 2. The second time she was on promotion for the movie Band Slam. And the third time it was when she was starring in a film called Beastly, which was a modern remake of Beauty and the Beast. So whoever was leaking these and trying to humiliate her was clearly looking for maybe the peaks in her relevancy, the peaks in her fame, for when doing so would have the greatest impact.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's pretty scary to look back on it and see those very specific timings that this was happening. It's also worth noting that by 2011, she wasn't the only young celebrity who'd had her nude photos leaked in that year alone. Scarlett Johansson, Blake Lively, Chris Brown, and Mila Kunis all had nude photos appear on blogs online. Although the major nude photo leak of 2014 was still a few years away, the attitude towards taking and sharing nude photos privately with a partner had begun to change. You could see the dial starting to move. But Vanessa was still pretty shaken up by the whole thing. And at this point, it didn't really matter that the dial had moved. She'd already suffered at the hands of where the dial was in 2007.
Yeah, she's being re-traumatized every time. Years later, she opened up about this to Cosmopolitan. She said, "It was a really traumatizing thing for me. It's really fucked up that people feel like they're entitled enough to share something that personal with the world. As an actor, you completely lose all grip of your own privacy, and it's really sad. It feels like that shouldn't be the case, but unfortunately, if enough people are interested, they're going to do everything they can to get to know as much about you as they can, which is flattering, I guess. But then people take it too far and end up divulging things that should be personal."
She went on, "I think it's because there is this disconnect when you see your favourite actress on screen and you see them now on your TV in your homes and you can watch them whenever you want. There's almost, I don't want to say lack of respect because that sounds negative, but it just makes you feel like you know them even though you don't."
It's interesting how she's still trying to be like, I don't want to be negative, or I don't want to, like, she's still trying to be really positive and upbeat despite this being like an objectively horrific thing to happen to someone.
Yeah, she's still trying to do that in some ways, but I think there are other quotes that betrays how she really feels, which is, it's really fucked up that people feel they're entitled enough to share something that person. Do you know what I mean? So there are quotes here where she kind of says the thing and then she kind of backtracks
she
on the thing.
She counters it to be like, oh, I don't want to be negative though, or I don't want to come across too intense kind of thing.
Tough. In September 2011, almost 1 year after her breakup from Zach, Vanessa attended Ashley Tisdale's sister's 30th birthday party. A few steps there. It was at this Hollywood party where Vanessa met 20-year-old actor Austin Butler for the first time.
Welcome, Austin Butler. Now, this was pre-Elvis Austin Butler. So let's recap who he was at this point in time. He had just starred in Sharpay's Fabulous Adventure alongside Ashley Tisdale.
So good.
In fact, he was kind of making his way in the children's entertainment space by this point. He had had guest starring roles on Hannah Montana, iCarly, and Wizards of Waverly Place, but he was nowhere near the star power of Vanessa Hudgens when they met.
Oh no, Austin and Vanessa were spotted getting pretty close at this party. A source told People magazine they weren't doing anything to show that they were really together romantically, but they were definitely hanging out and having fun. By January 2012, he accompanied her to the premiere of her newest film, Journey 2, The Mysterious Island. Not sure what that is.
Some of these films, I'm like, ah.
That
yes.
old thing.
Did you know what Sharpay's Fabulous Adventure
no.
was?
Now, he had his arm wrapped comfortably around her waist, and it marked their first red carpet debut. So it wasn't long after they had reportedly met that they were happy to go public. Despite them being spotted pretty frequently together, they didn't officially announce. It's not like they told the world about their relationship. For a little bit.
Yeah, it wasn't until August 2014 that Vanessa first acknowledged her relationship publicly. She posted on Instagram about Austin's 23rd birthday. She wrote, "Yesterday was the love of my life's birthday. Happy birthday to the man with the kindest heart, beautiful soul, crazy talent, and best looks I've ever seen. He never stops inspiring me in every aspect of life and always lifts those around him up higher. I thank God so greatly for blessing the world 23 years ago by creating Austin Butler."
It's pretty emphatic, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The two had obviously become Instagram official with this. And from this point onwards, they were very public when it came to telling us about their love for each other.
Oh, yeah. It was like the floodgates had opened. Just 1 month after Vanessa's Instagram post, Austin's mother, Lori, was diagnosed with cancer and actually lost her life to the disease only a few months later. Now, Vanessa showed her support publicly by resharing a pretty heartfelt tribute tweet from Austin and adding, "I miss you already, Mama. Spread the love for Lori." She also paid tribute to her life when she received the award for Breakthrough Performer at the 2015 Industry Dance Awards. During her emotional acceptance speech, she revealed that her father, Greg, was actually battling cancer too.
Yeah, Vanessa said in her speech, "This award means a lot to me, but I dedicate it to my boyfriend's mum, Laurie, and my dad, and to all the families out there who are struggling with cancer, because it takes a really strong person and a strong family to be able to help those out who are going through this." In January 2016, when Vanessa was 27 years old, her father, Greg, also passed away from his cancer. This was obviously devastating for so many reasons, but the timing made things particularly difficult too. Vanessa's dad passed away just hours before she was scheduled to star as Rizzo in the television special Grease Live. It was a live telecast that couldn't be rescheduled.
I can't get over this.
Do you remember this?
No.
I remember the lead up. I remember it happening and the speculation of will she pull out? And then I remember, we'll get to it, the praise afterwards. But this was big on Twitter at the time.
Yeah, on the day of her performance, she posted on Twitter, "I am so sad to say that last night my daddy Greg passed away from stage 4 cancer. Thank you to everyone who kept him in your prayers. Tonight I do the show in his honour." The producer of the show, Mark Platt, told Entertainment Weekly, "I am fiercely proud of that young lady. I was proud of her anyway for the performance she gave, but to come in on Sunday morning and share with me the news, she is a very determined young woman. She felt that her father would want her to perform, and she's a professional, and she knows that the show has to go on, as any actor of the theatre or in a live event knows. So she decided she would take her feelings of loss and sadness and put them into a box for that afternoon, and she would use them to fuel her performance, and she would do it in honour of her father."
Oh.
It's hard not to feel emotional at a quote like that.
Yeah, it's a beautiful quote. Austin took to Twitter to show his support for his girlfriend, writing, "Wow, Vanessa Hudgens singing Worst Things had me in tears, just brilliant." Vanessa was widely praised for this performance in Grease Live. Vox described her rendition of "There Are Worse Things I Could Do" as astonishing, adding, "Not only does Rizzo's alto range suit her, but Hudgens looked as comfortable as she ever has while striding through the school's hallways as Rizzo, singing her heart out about how everyone around her thinks she's trash."
I think one thing we probably haven't touched on enough is how traumatic it would be for the two of them to lose their parents, not just in such a short amount of time, but from both of them from cancer. Mm. Like the bond that these two would have had around this is, I think, very hard to get your head around. And they must have been very, very close. And it would have been, it's like they're so young. They were in their
20s.
It's insane. Now, even though they were both grieving the loss of a parent, they were a pretty strong, united couple. Here's what Austin had to say about their relationship during a red carpet interview.
How do you guys stay together? What's the core?
It's important to put that other person first. And if you're constantly looking for ways that you can make them happy and they're constantly looking for ways that they can make you happy, then you kind of lift each other up as much as possible. And you can't go wrong, I don't think.
Very cute. I don't think we could call Austin Butler or Vanessa Hudgens A-list celebrities, at least not at this point. But their star power together was something to behold. They had somehow found themselves, probably by virtue of being so public about their love for each other, they'd found themselves in the like iconic power couple realm.
What is the most iconic thing you can think of with Austin and Vanessa? Because when I think about them, I think about her running through the streets, doing the fit. Do you know the jumping
thing?
And he's just like wallowing behind her. Like they seemed incredibly free-spirited and they seemed fun.
They seemed fun. They seemed very like young love energy vibes. I always think about them at Coachella. It was like a rite of passage that Vanessa and Austin would be photographed and dressed up and having a great time at Coachella every year. They'd be lying on the grass. They'd be wearing these incredible outfits. They'd be having the best time. There are literally entire galleries and articles in some of the biggest websites in the world just dedicated to all the times Vanessa Hudgens and Austin Butler went to Coachella.
It's pretty fun, hey? Now, fast forward to 2019, and things looked as rock solid as could be. Austin had announced he'd be starring as Elvis Presley in my good friend Baz Luhrmann's biopic.
Shout out to anyone who listens to the Thursday episodes. If you don't, that will make no sense and we won't explain it.
Which Vanessa said she was over the fucking moon about on Instagram. And these two seemed pretty loved up. In August, to mark Austin's birthday, she posted this to her 15 million followers. "To my love, my other half, my constant inspiration and supporter, my best friend, my everything, 28 is going to be fire."
Fire.
Well, just three fire emojis. I added the color
fire.
There. Yeah.
Now, these two were together for so long. 8 years. Vanessa Hudgens loves a long-term relationship, and I love that for her. Only, of course, they were not meant to be. The pair broke up in January 2020 after almost 9 years together. A source told People magazine at the time, "They really loved each other and have been through some of their toughest life moments together. Busy work schedules and travel definitely put a strain on the relationship. They were a wonderful couple and it's really sad that it didn't work out."
I want violence for this now. behind me. Mm. Because I actually feel maybe sadder about this breakup, knowing what I know about it, than I did about Zach and Vanessa.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. They just seemed so...
in sync.
Yeah, and I know you don't know, and I know whatever.
I don't think photos lie.
I don't know. Also, 8 years is a very long time to be with someone. Especially
in Hollywood, it's like 30.
Especially going through trauma.
Yeah.
Like, to stick together through trauma is incredibly difficult. Now, although we don't know exactly why they broke up, Vanessa told Nylon a couple of years later, "The public only sees so much." That's me. "I've also been through two very life-changing relationships, and no one really knows what happened except for me. When I write my memoir, it'll be amazing."
Oh, I think that's saying, sorry to take it back to Zach, we're going to come back to Austin. I just want to repeat this again. "I've been through two very long life-changing relationships, and no one really knows what happened except for me. When I write my memoir, it'll be amazing." My yes. hypothesis, yes. nothing to confirm, is I think they both cheated on her.
I think you're right.
I don't think again, you're rumor, saying rumor. That. Rumor, not confirmed, speculation, disregard. But are you saying that? Unless there is a cataclysmic, explosive ending to both relationships.
You have a story to tell. That's what she's saying. She has a story to tell for both.
Mm. Yeah. Can we touch on the cheating rumors around Austin Butler quickly as well?
Yeah, look, I think it would be remiss of us not to acknowledge that there were rumors around. Again, it wasn't ever confirmed. There was nothing to be said for it, but we can't not comment on what internet speculation was at the time.
Yeah, there was pretty rampant speculation on socials. And there has been in recent years that Austin maybe had some funky timelines around his breakup with Vanessa Hudgens and getting together, albeit briefly, with Australian actress Olivia de Jong. He was actually seen with Olivia right around the time, in fact, before the breakup news with Vanessa was made public.
Yeah, so reports of Austin and Olivia looking cozy at an open-air cinema in Melbourne. Hello, Botanical Gardens.
Where we both got married.
The only one I know. Broke on January 16, just 2 days after the world learned he'd split from Vanessa. According to MTV, this movie date happened weeks before being made public on December 27.
Right, so we've got December 27. He's spotted at the Moonlight Cinema or open-air cinema in Melbourne with Olivia. And it's weeks before we learn he's not with Vanessa anymore. I do think it's interesting that Olivia and Austin were playing love interests on screen for the Elvis movie. I think that always is just a little sprinkling of an ingredient in the mix.
That's because you would never be able to date an actor and have Mitch date people on screen.
Are you kidding? No, wait, neither would you.
Yeah, no, I know.
Throwing stones in the glassiest of houses.
There's no glass. I'm just throwing stones with no protection. Now, it did seem that Austin and Olivia were kind of seeing each other. They never labeled their relationship, but based on pap shots and reports, we can guess that they may have been romantically involved in 2020.
Yeah, for most of 2020. But who knows? We just wanted to include all of that because it's been a big convo. And if we didn't touch upon it, I think our Instagram comment section would have been rather interesting. Now, we also want to touch on the Elvis saga here as well. Back in 2019, in an interview with Ryan Seacrest, Vanessa Hudgens raved about how much she believed Austin was the perfect actor to play Elvis Presley. He had just been announced as the star in the Baz Luhrmann biopic. Here's a clip of what she told Ryan Seacrest.
I'm so, so proud.
This is a huge deal.
It is. And he's always been so inspiring to me. Like, his work ethic it's compared to no one. So I'm always just like so in awe of him. And I'm so excited that this is happening for him. And it's so crazy because last December we were driving along and we were listening to Christmas music and an Elvis Presley Christmas song came on. Mm. And he had just dyed his hair dark. He's a natural, like blonde. And I was looking at him and he was singing along and I was like, babe, you need to play Elvis. I'm like, I don't know how, but like, I'm serious, you need to play him. And then January, he was sitting at the piano, he's a musician, and he's playing and he's singing, and I'm like, I don't know how, but we need to figure out how you can play Elvis. Like, I don't know how we get rights or like what we do, but like,
you need
to play him. It is your calling. And then that next month, we get a call saying Baz Luhrmann is doing the Elvis biopic, and I was like, babe, this is it.
Very, very cute.
Yeah. In early 2023, which is a few years after they broke up, Austin, as we know, appeared on the Hollywood Reporter's Actors Roundtable. And during this interview, he told the following story.
Oh, so I was looking at Christmas lights and
And there was an Elvis Christmas song on the radio, and I was with a friend of mine, and I was singing along, and my friend kind of looked over at me and goes, "You got to play Elvis."
Oh, wow.
And I said, "Oh, I mean, that's such a long shot." I threw it away, another one of those moments. And then a couple weeks later, I was playing the piano, and I never really sang for any of my friends or anything. And that same friend was there, and I was playing the piano, and she said, "I'm serious. You got to figure out how you can get the rights to a script and like write something and do Elvis's life."
Who's this friend? I need the.
Yeah. I'll give you the number.
So we spoke about this on Shameless at the time because this caused a pretty big stir online. Obviously, we all know the friend he was referring to in this story was Vanessa Hudgens because she had told the same story in 2019.
Yeah, people were outraged. I was outraged. I didn't actually care all that much, but just the disrespect. I felt like it was really disrespectful. Instead of saying Vanessa and using her name, like she was with you for almost 9 years. She was the one who really encouraged this career opportunity for you. To just like downgrade her or demote her to friend felt annoying.
Yeah, completely. But the only thing I would say is I potentially put on the spot would refer to an ex as a friend.
Yeah.
If I was telling a story. Like I could imagine myself doing this.
It's very balanced and fair of you.
So I did think it was quite a funny story. But I think it was layered because of the speculation about how the relationship broke down, which I think also counts here. Mm. Now, from what we can tell, Vanessa didn't say anything direct in response to this interview, but she did comment on a Page Six article about him. So Page Six ran an article in Jan 2023 about the fact that Austin's Elvis Presley accent might end up being permanent. We all know the one because of the way he trained his voice for the role. On a screenshot of the article on Instagram, she commented, crying.
Such a funny comment because, like, is she crying? I'm guessing she's saying, "I'm crying from laughter." Like, this is kind of pathetic, I think, is the tone in which that comment was made. But because it's so simple and it was just thrown out there, no one ever knows, which in my opinion makes this the perfect response from Vanessa.
It's amazing. Now, earlier this year, Austin did kind of correct the record on why he said friend instead of ex-girlfriend during an interview with Esquire. He said, "I felt that I was respecting her privacy in a way and not wanting to bring up a ton of things that would cause her to have to talk. I have so much love and care for her. It was in no way trying to erase anything. I value my own privacy so much, I didn't want to give up anyone else's privacy." Sorry, I'm actually fully on Austin's side here now.
I'm not, but that's okay.
You bitter woman.
Sometimes I pick a side and no matter what information comes out, I'll die there. On the wrong side out of stubbornness.
So that's Austin. Obviously, we've kind of veered from the timeline a little bit because we wanted to package up the story of Austin Butler and Vanessa Hudgens pretty neatly there. But we need to get back to the timeline and get back to 2020, Mish.
Oh, unfortunately for Vanessa, we're going back to 2020. It wasn't her best year in the public eye. We're going to talk about it. We're zooming in on early 2020. Vanessa was freshly single. She was at home in lockdown just like everyone else due to the pandemic. And like many other celebrities, Vanessa wanted to connect with her fans via social media. She chose to connect with them via Instagram Live, Zara.
Yeah, on March 16, 2020, during that Instagram Live, a fan asked what she thought about Donald Trump's recent announcement that COVID-19 lockdown measures could last until July 2020. Here's what she had to say.
Till July sounds like a bunch of bullshit. I'm sorry, but like, it's a virus, I get it, like, I respect it, but at the same time, like, even if everybody gets it, like, yeah, people are gonna die, which is terrible, but like, inevitable? I don't know, maybe I shouldn't be doing this right now.
Well, sorry,
The fact she said all of this on March 16, 2020.
So bad.
This was like the earliest time of the pandemic. This wasn't like, oh, we're all a bit tired of being in our homes. We're a bit desensitized to the whole thing. This was when people were like,
terrified.
I cried in the supermarket on March 16, 2020. I remember this date because I was terrified to touch avocados. This was a massive point of anxiety for people and grief.
Well, absolutely. And I think there was so much talk about what triage in hospital would look like and all of those kinds of things. I was petrified as well. And I can't even start with it. It's just outrageous. Now, media outlets covered how people responded to this, with USA Today quoting Twitter user Tara Hobbit, who wrote, He wrote, what people like Vanessa Hudgens don't realize is that while they are missing Coachella, the rest of us are missing paychecks. While she struggles to stay relevant, the rest of us struggle to provide for our families. Now, I am only laughing because it did sound like a pretty random person to quote here.
Tara Hobbit, yeah.
Yeah, but that particular tweet did get over 10,000 likes. So it was a pretty popular sentiment.
Well, I read that now. I'm like, that is 100% fair, Tara Hobbit. Like, that's a good tweet. As per SBS News, Vanessa Hudgens' comments received immediate backlash from social media commentators who pointed out that the purpose of self-isolation and quarantine is to slow the spread of infection. One Twitter user pointed out that Hudgens was correct in saying that people are going to die, but added, that's why we should do anything we can to protect the weaker people in our society and therefore keep the number of deaths as low as possible. Now, obviously, Vanessa needed to take some swift action and apologize for her comments. The next day, on March 17, my birthday, shout out to past me, she took to Instagram stories to make a statement. We're going to play this now. Heads up, as far as bad statements go, this is in the running for the worst of all time.
Oh, God.
Hey guys, so yesterday I did an Instagram live and I realized today that some of my comments are being taken out of context. It's a crazy time. It's a crazy, crazy time. And I am at home and in lockdown. And that's what I hope you guys are doing too. In full quarantine and staying safe and sane. Yeah, I don't take this situation lightly by any means. I am home. So stay inside, y'all.
It's not good.
It's not good at all. It's that classic thing from a celebrity of like, I can't talk my way out of this, so let me gaslight you all into like taking it out of context.
Yeah, she doubled down on her apology by posting a slightly more serious written statement to Twitter that read, hey guys, I'm so sorry for the way I've offended anyone and everyone who has seen the clip from my Instagram live yesterday. I realize my words were insensitive and not at all appropriate for the situation our country and the world are in right now. This has been a huge wake-up call about the significance my words have now more than ever. I am sending safe wishes to everyone to stay safe and healthy during this time. I just, look, it was just so, I mean, it's so beyond ridiculous.
She didn't write that second apology.
No.
I'm just, no. She was behind the first video apology and then a PR expert came in and said, we need to redo this. And I think that was provided to Vanessa.
Completely. Now, unfortunately for Vanessa, this was not the only scandal she would face in 2020. Sorry.
This is so stupid.
This one, I will say, is a little less serious. I know we laughed through the other one, and I do want to say I was only laughing because it's 4 years on now, and the absurdity of why someone would decide to do that is beyond me.
Sometimes if you don't laugh, you'll cry.
Exactly. Okay. On October 12, 2020, Vanessa posted a series of photos to her Instagram taken at Sleepy Hollow Cemetery in New York.
She posted three separate carousels of photographs to her Instagram. In these photos, she is posing in front of gravestones in the cemetery and shared photos of the details she found there. In the first post, her original caption was happy place. Happy place.
I don't know what it is about Vanessa Hudgens and people that are dying. Like, I don't know what it is.
I need to look up these images because I actually think I've erased these from my memory. I mean, cemetery
her
photos.
Followers obviously picked up on this pretty quickly and criticized her for being disrespectful. As per Business Insider, in the comments of her post, numerous Instagram users questioned Hudgens' caption and her choice to pose for photos in a cemetery. Why would you pose in a cemetery and post happy place, bruh? One person commented. Am I the only one who finds this disrespectful? Said another.
Your happy place is the burial place of someone's loved one, someone's sad place, dark. Another Instagram user wrote. In response, Vanessa changed her caption to searching for that headless horseman with a winky face and a black heart emoji. Is that like a pop culture reference that we're not getting? I don't get that. I'm going to quickly Google what headless horseman might refer to. I'm guess like instead of, I think this is like a mythical creature who apparently is somehow connected with the idea of cemeteries, apparently.
Yes, after she copped criticism for the first post, she did continue to cop it on her second and third carousels from the cemetery. Under the third carousel One commenter wrote, "This is disrespectful. You are prancing around like it's some amusement park." The caption is just, "Why? Clearly you've never been to a burial. It's not a happy place for anyone." Yeah.
Yeah. Vanessa did respond saying, "I buried my father in a cemetery. I love cemeteries. They're beautiful, especially that one. It's historical and I love history." Is she like, does she get kicks out of being a bit of a troll?
I think so.
Maybe she's so upset at the public for what we put her through when she was
probably.
She's like,
almost,
fuck you guys.
I'm almost cancelling out her crimes at this point for what we put her through, to be honest. Honestly.
This all brings us to, where is this, like, this scandal series took the biggest turn off a cliff.
It fell off a cliff.
Where is Vanessa Hudgens now? Well, last year she married Cole Tucker, a professional baseball player, who she's been dating since 2021. During a recent podcast interview, she expressed gratitude for her breakup with Austin because it led her to her husband. She said, "My last breakup had really catapulted me into a very, very special place. It pushed me to the right person, which I'm so grateful for. Cole is just the most supportive, real, understanding human being that I've ever met."
Yeah, when it comes to her career, she's doing pretty well since 2018. She's starred in a few Netflix movies, including three films in the Princess Switch Christmas movie series, which is fun. She's 35 at this age, and she also revealed that she is pregnant on the 2024 Oscars red carpet.
She's found herself in such an interesting place. Like, she's an icon, a complete icon. People love her. But she's had some interesting moments in the public eye.
Do you know what I'm feeling? I'm feeling that she's on the precipice of falling into my past basket.
Yeah. Do you remember the commentary, by the way, around her Princess Switch accent that she...
Look, Vanessa Hudgens is not perfect by any stretch. I think that's fair to say. And I'm sure we can't even cover everything on this scandal series. Mm. So I know I'm sure there are other little things she's done over the years. But I think I can't shake how traumatizing having your nudes leaked over three separate occasions at your career peaks would be. Like, it's just abhorrent that that happened to her.
I completely agree. I also think my belief, again, not founded in any fact or concrete evidence, but my theory that she's maybe been mistreated by her previous boyfriends puts her firmly in my past basket, which is as much of a surprise to me as it is to
you
listeners.
I'm shocked. I actually, even doing the research, she wasn't in it. It's just in this conversation. I think she's just been creeping up and creeping up and creeping up.
She put a toe into our past basket.
We can't get her out.
She looked away and all of a sudden
she's all in there. She's just kicked, smiling back at us.
She's kicked Taylor out. She's Vanessa.
Taylor's been clicked off the cliff. Okay, I don't know where we are right now. We need to go. Big thank you to Eilish Gilligan,
thanks,
our pop culture journalist. I'm sorry that your research has been butchered in the way of our presentation. Big thank you to you, Michelle Andrews. A big thank you to Ruby Hall, who had to edit this.
Sorry,
poor
Ruby.
Thing. That's all from us.
Thanks to the listeners. Thanks for being here. We love you.
Yeah, that's all we got. See you on Thursday.
Bye.
Shameless Media. This podcast was recorded on Wurundjeri land. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Oh, hi, it's Annabelle Lee and Louis Hansen here. We are your hosts of Everybody Has a Secret.
Woo!
Woo! We are here essentially just to let you know that we drop episodes every week now. Every damn Friday morning, we are in your ears.
That is so exciting. What a time to be in your ear holes. So essentially, each episode, we unpack the real life secrets of our listeners. So this is for everyone who loves, you know, just a little bit of gossip in their lives, which, let's be real, Annabelle, is all of us.
It's absolutely all of us. Don't lie. You all love gossip. So if you want to listen to our show, please do head to your favourite podcast app and listen now.
See you there.
Bye.